Monica is already a famous one name. At home in Greece, where the pop singer plays sold-out shows, her American debut, Secret in the Dark, may change that. Baby Boy from a new album. Monica joins us now from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
May I ask, does this album come out of a breakup?
No. This album came out through a kind of mentally difficult season for me. Actually, there was an accident in my life. In 2012, I had a boat accident. And at that time, I was feeling very weak, sentimentally and mentally. And that accident, and actually my visit in New York, they made me overcome all the bad thoughts I was carrying with me. And I just wanted to dance, you know. I just wanted to make music that I can dance with.
I can feel it in the air, hear the silence in the room. If I try to find the keys of what I'm missing, would I give my life away to everyone?
Could I get you to talk about that, the boat accident you mentioned a bit?
I was swimming in the sea for 7.5 hours and at night with huge waves, and that was a life-changing experience. So,
why were you swimming so long?
Our boat was on fire. There was an explosion because of a gas leak.
This is serious.
Yes.
You were rescued, though?
No, it was five of us. Three people couldn't swim that well, so they stayed behind and they were rescued by a sailing boat. But me and my friend, we reached the coast.
Oh, my word. And then you made it into town on your own, or someone found you?
I was passed out, but my friend found a house 3 o'clock in the morning. There were two couples playing cards. And they were like, who are you? Oh, we are the two people all the Coast Guard, you know, are looking for. Because there were helicopters, there were airplanes looking for us. Yeah, but I'm not talking that in a bad way, because I'm so proud of myself. And seriously, it changed my life totally.
How do you think it changed your approach to life?
You realize that life is nothing, actually. I mean, it's such a thin rope that can be cut so easily. So, you know, from the following day, I was like, delete everything. We're starting everything from scratch. New life, new Monica. I'm never going to be stressed or in a bad mood anymore. I'm just smiling.
Do I have this right? You once wanted to be a toll collector?
Oh, yes. Where did you read that?
Greek Wikipedia or something.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. I love cars. I love watching cars. And also...
Well, that would be, in a toll collector, you would see a little bit of everything.
Seriously, and also from a toll desk, you can see on the inside.
Yeah. I mean, I've got to tell you, I've never met anybody else who wanted to be a toll collector. And I have met toll collectors. And none of them have said to me, you know, this is what I dreamed of doing as a kid.
Okay, I'll tell you one thing. Toll collector, it's the only job that you can see far away and you can see movement. I love movement. I love moving images, moving cars, moving people. I don't know. It's like a theatrical play all the time.
Let's listen to another song from this album, Lonely World.
This song is a construction of three, actually, separate songs. It was great to make this song because we invited a choir at the studio, and everybody was so bright and so positive. It was like being in a church, you know, spreading the most positive message out in the world. And it was one of my best days in my life, actually, recording Lonely World.
How do you like it in America?
I love it. It gives me this feeling of doing anything I want. But that was one of the best advices my manager gave me.
What's that?
I wanted to write this album, right, Secret in the Dark. And my manager told me, if you want to go to New York and make an album, you have to go there and see if you like it first. So in 2013, I just got in New York. I bought a bike and I was just riding my bike for 2 months. Nothing else. I was just reading my books and riding all around the city just to imagine myself being part of this society. And I think that was the very best step someone could give me, you know.
There are lots of places in America where you can speak Greek.
Yes, but I love English, you know, and that's why I write in English as well. And it's like the English language gives me a different galaxy of reality in my head. I can be someone else, you know.
Monica, her new album, Secret in the Dark. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it was such a pleasure, such an honor. Thank you so much.